speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's September 16th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the state of the lockdown, the undeclared martial law, as we've now entered day 184. And one of the questions I want to pose today, because we now have some investigations and more questions about the Boeing 737 MAX. And so if this was a vax instead of a Boeing MAX, what liability would Boeing have? Would they have to pull it off the market? Would they be given tens of billions of dollars by the Trump administration to, I don't know, make it go faster? This is the issue, folks. We have to look at the repeal of our Constitution, at the repeal of our liberties. This is, as far as I'm concerned, and if you listen to this program, you know this is why I hang out on this issue. Because there is no other issue. If you're going to throw away the Constitution, don't talk to me about politics. They've got every kind of distraction. I was disappointed, frankly, even though I agreed with what he had to say about the issue. I was disappointed to see Rand Paul talking about, well, we got calls to federalize issues around college sports and so forth. Let's not major in the minors here. Dr. Rand Paul should be talking about not only the medical fraud and corruption that is here, but he also ought to be talking about the Constitution. This is the elephant in the room that the Republicans don't want to talk about. And it's about time we have this conversation nationally. I don't know how to get anybody else interested in this. It's unbelievable to me. I look at this and people criticize President Trump for presiding over the destruction of our Constitution and our economy. And you have his supporters say, well, you know, on Twitter, they're always, well, what are you going to do? You're going to vote for Biden? No, I'm not going to vote for Biden. I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for Biden. I'm not going to vote for Joe Jorgensen. None of them support the Constitution or individual liberty or any choice, any kind of health freedom. We are descending into the worst kind of tyranny, a new dark ages that's going to be held in place by very powerful, all-pervasive, pan-optagon tyranny of surveillance. And I saw comments from Joe Jorgensen that just were stunning. I'll give them to you coming up when we talk about this lockdown. But today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about liability. We're going to talk about fraud. By the way, the Chinese virologist, and she was on Tucker Carlson, so you probably saw it. Everybody watches Tucker. And a couple of days ago, she went on Twitter, and Zero Hedge says, well, I give it about 2 days before she's kicked off of Twitter. And that was exactly what happened. She got kicked off yesterday. She was talking about how they're trying to silence her, trying to kill her for exposing the fact that this was an engineered virus. And let me tell you, simply because it is an engineered virus. And fortunately, these idiots at the NIH and at UNC Chapel Hill and the Wuhan biosafety level 4 lab don't know what they're doing. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. They tried to kill us. They eventually will if we don't stop these gain-of-function research programs, this corruption, this population control in both senses of the word. They want to eradicate the vast bulk of humanity and the remaining 10% to 1% of us that are here. They want to make sure they know everything that we're doing and they have us under constant surveillance and tracking. And we better stop that because eventually they're going to get it right. We'll be right back.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't empower humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all, the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, September 16th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is now day 184. 184 days of undeclared martial law, of unconstitutional lockdown, of billions, tens of billions of dollars being poured into a vaccine rushed to market without any testing. There's not going to be any testing. They don't ever test vaccines. And of course, it's going to be mandated like the masks, like social distancing, because you know you're going to die if you don't get it. So of course, it's going to be mandated. But none of this matters, does it? Because as you look at the headlines everywhere, New York Post, for example, the dawn of a new Middle East, the Abraham Accords. Because see, none of this matters. If we can just stop the Israelis and the Arabs from shooting at each other for a couple of weeks, passing them probably massive amounts of money, just like Washington is throwing money around to keep people pacified, as they dig a Great Depression hole for everyone. Well, if we can keep them pacified for a little while, then none of this stuff matters, right? Let's just pat ourselves on the back and forget about the lockdown and the destruction of our form of government. You know, there's an article by Peter Hitchens out of the UK talking about how the British government is wading into the swamp of despotism, one muzzle at a time. That's exactly right. He said the government, and he's talking about the UK government, but listen to how similar this is to the United States. The government has no legal right to impose the severe and miserable restrictions on our lives with which it has wrecked the economy, brought needless grief to the bereaved and the lonely, and destroyed our personal liberty. Boy, that sums it up, doesn't it? You can't have weddings, you can't have funerals, people dying alone. I've had so many people writing me articles about how they have elderly family members dying alone because they have tested positive for some kind of a respiratory illness. And again, the PCR test that they're using will flag as a positive any coronavirus, any cold, any pneumonia. And of course, it's not even necessary to use that. In the early days, they pointed out the fact they don't have any tests. And now you got a lot of the hospitals, as a matter of fact, the Hospital Lobbying Association saying, you know, wait a minute. You told us, you want proof now about these COVID diagnoses? You told us in the early days that you didn't have any tests and that the tests didn't work and we should just use our own clinical judgment and just assume that they had COVID-19 so we could get the money. And now you don't want us to get the money without proving this to you somehow? But wait a minute, the tests still don't work and we still don't have them, right? But you put somebody in there, you diagnose them as positive, you pump them up with expensive remdesivir because Fauci said so. You put them on a ventilator and kill 80% of them. They die alone without even being able to see their family members. And then we have people dying because they are alone, committing suicide. And the destruction of our Constitution, our society, our economy, our liberty. And he quoted in an interview. A retired Supreme Court judge in the UK, Lord Sumpton, or Sumption. And he said in an interview, he said, "I don't myself believe that the Act confers on the government the powers that it is purported to exercise." And what he's talking about is the Public Health Act of 1984. We have our own 1984 Act. Of course, I'm talking about it in terms of Orwellian issues, not in terms of the date that it was actually passed. As I was talking yesterday to David Martin and Mickey Willis about Plandemic 2, and if you haven't seen those interviews, very good interviews. Not that I did anything. I just let them talk, and they had a lot to say. You should see those interviews. We have them up at band.video and under my subsection there. You also can find them on Twitter. But take a look at what they have to say. Take a look at that documentary as well. Bombshell information. And David Martin went a bit further yesterday with some updates. But, folks, when we go back and we look at Event 201 and we look at the simulations that happened before that, the Claydex Act, and then I showed at the very beginning of this, I went back to 2009, I showed one of these events. They've been doing them every year since June of 2001. That's right, 3 months before September 11th, they started running one of these. And it was called Dark Winter. And they had already written their act, the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, which purported to get around the Constitution by pushing it out to, you know, the 10th Amendment would stop the federal government from enacting a kind of medical martial law that we have right now. So they pushed out these suggestions, model legislation. And this is something that's done frequently. Soros does this for the Democrats. There's an organization that does it for the Republicans predominantly, the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. They will have conferences for the Republicans and conferences for the Democrats. They will hand them model legislation for something that this organization wants. And just, put the name of your state at the top, sign it at the bottom, and turn in your homework when you get back. And they do it. That's the way the war on drugs was passed. You had the UN write the schedules and the prohibitions, and they put the, you know, four different schedules of drugs. They made marijuana schedule number one. And they did that in 1961. They handed it out to the heads of various governments, and then Richard Nixon signed it 10 years later in 1971 and called it his war on drugs. No, it was the UN's war on drugs. This is happening all the time. These people that we elect, from the presidents to the governors to the legislators and congressmen, they're basically puppets for hidden interests. These elections are a sham. They turn their power over to bureaucrats who write the rules. And you can see what they're doing right now. But they did their simulation 3 months before September 11th. They wrote the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act. And then after 9/11, they pushed it out when they had their anthrax scare. I said, you better put this in. And they'd already stockpiled the anthrax as well. They wrote the legislation. They stockpiled the anthrax. As David Martin was pointing out yesterday, hadn't had an outbreak with anthrax for decades. More than decades. So where'd this come from? It was a plan. It's always been a plan. As I've said many times. Three buildings fell because two planes hit them, fell into their footprints in New York. Yeah, we've had two false flags now, two decades apart, but that's all one plan. And it's all converging together. So Peter Hitchens talks about this Public Health Act of 1984. It was drawn up mainly to give local magistrates the power to quarantine people who they know are sick. We don't care about that anymore. You don't have to be found guilty anymore either. You know, we have things like the war on drugs. They just take your property or punish you, whatever. No charges filed, no convictions obtained. You just do it, whatever you want. And that's what we're seeing right now with the lockdown and the martial law. It's the same principle that they established with the war on drugs. These people are destroying every foundation of due process and individual liberty that we've had, rule of law, that has been established over centuries in the West. And yet we quibble over the little tiny things to keep people distracted in these elections. I have more to say about this, and I'm going to tell you, when people say, well, what are you going to do about it? You going to vote for Joe Biden? Nope, not going to vote for Joe Biden either. not going to vote. I wish if there was none of the above was on the ballot, NOTA, I would show up and vote. But I'm not participating in this fraud any longer. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
It couldn't have been scripted any better. That's because it was completely scripted, and we even know the names of the United Nations, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, and John Hopkins documents. We have the script, just like you'd have for a Hollywood movie. And it's designed to freeze civilization and have a post-Renaissance stagnation or new dark age and a total consolidation of all wealth and power in the hands of the kleptocratic post-humanist. The magnitude of this is unfathomable, but you can see all the check boxes of tyranny are being marked carefully, every I dotted, every T crossed, a total societal vertical integration, takeover, medical tyranny, total surveillance. The big tech heads, on average, have had their wealth go up 35% in the last 8 months. And of course, Jeff Bezos has basically doubled his. Everyone is being forced onto their system, the post-human robot takeover. You're being made obsolete. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The party was not going to go on forever. All the welfare, all the entertainment, all the decadence was only designed to get people domesticated, dumbed down, selfish, and most importantly, isolated. And now that most of the population is selfish, isolated, and very, very dumbed down and ignorant, the New World Order is making its move. And they are now going to weaponize the giant masses of foolish followers who believe if they just follow orders, they'll get another little piece of green, like when the chicken pecks at the lever. And then all that they're really going to get is the noose tightened around their foolish neck. Those of us that are aware and informed can laugh at the mass of slaves, but remember, they are a dangerous weapon pointed at our throats, and so we've got to save them to save ourselves. And to do that, we've got to expose the globalists. We've got to take it to them politically and absolutely annihilate them with the crimes that they've actually committed. Expose the enemy now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
right, so it's politics time, and we got lots of happy news, don't we? We have the Abraham Accord. We've now got a new accord. I don't know how much they bribed the Israelis and the Arabs to stop shooting each other for a while. But now we have the dawn of a new Middle East, and we'll see how long that lasts. But nothing to worry about, since your government has now got economic sanctions and warfare against you here in America. Nah, well, don't pay attention to that. And we have Pompeo telling us that by spring of 2021, we're going to get the troops out of Afghanistan. Can't do it in the first 4 years, right? But they'll do it in the first 4 weeks of the next 4 years, if you just vote for them again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. As we're looking at the article by Peter Hitchens talking about how the British government is doing the same thing to them. And, of course, it is a conservative British government that is screwing the people, destroying Western civilization there, just like it's a conservative government doing it here. They talk about the Public Health Act of 1984. That's at the basis for almost all the sheaves of increasingly hysterical decrees against normal life, as Peter Hitchens puts it, which the health secretary, Matt Hancock, has issued since March. He says it's very unusual for a retired senior judge to use the kind of language that was put out by Lord Sumption to decry this and to go public. And this is what he had to say. He pointed out that the powers that they claim that they have under the Public Health Act of 1984 do not exist in the way they're using it. He says, yeah, they do have powers in the shape of the formidable Civil Contingencies Act, which under the Prime Minister could do all the things he has done. But it requires regular parliamentary scrutiny and renewal, which is exactly what is happening here in the United States. We have governors, you know, because they shuffle this off. Oh, no, we just have guidelines and recommendations from the Trump White House, and we'll leave it to the Republican governors like Greg Abbott to do the lockdown. And Republican governors like Brad Little to do the lockdown. And then to say, well, we were supposed to, under our law, we were supposed to have a review of this. Not allowed to do this for more than 90 days. No. I'm not going to let the legislature meet in Idaho, said Brad Little. And, of course, they're not meeting here in Texas either. The governors just continue to go on without having any review or renewal because the legislators have also taken a pass on all of this. So we have left common law in the UK. We have left common sense, and we've left the Constitution here in the United States on the floor. And if you think there's somebody else to vote for there, I mean, you know, Biden can't wait to do this. Well, I should say Harris, because it's now the Harris-Biden ticket. He is so out of it. He's even calling it that himself. I mean, that's the only thing about this election cycle that I enjoy is watching the Biden gaffes. It's a little bit of dark humor involved in here, because with Biden, you know that he's just a puppet. That's been true of all the rest of these guys as well. It's just never been more painfully obvious. It's never been more painfully obvious that these people are Marxists, that they want to destroy this country, and it's never been more painfully obvious that they're puppets. And perhaps the people who should be standing up and opposing this would stand up and oppose Biden. I don't know. But when we look at somebody that you might think would stand for individual liberty, reason, says, well, you know, you have a libertarian alternative to Biden and Trump this November. Oh, really? You do? And so they have a fawning article about Joe Jorgensen. Let me tell you, I know Joe Jorgensen. I don't have any personal dislike of Joe. She's fine. She's amiable. I got to know her when I was working in the Libertarian Party. She was running mate of Harry Brown, a man I had a great deal of respect for, both his integrity and his intelligence. Joe was kind of a identity politics candidate, and she remains that today. And let me give you evidence of this. In this article from Reason Magazine, she says, is it right for the government to take away tens of millions of jobs? I say no. Okay, so far so good. But then listen to what she has to say. Young people could be out there and have no more risk than having the flu. Is that why it's not right, Joe? Pragmatism? Pragmatism? Not liberty, not the Constitution, but pragmatism? That's what you're going to sell us as a libertarian candidate? And then she goes further to make it clear that she really doesn't understand or care about the Constitution and individual liberty. She says the private sector could lead the way. And she points out that Walmart required masks to be worn at all their stores. That's right. 67% of their stores where they required masks to be worn, there was no government mandate. That was being led by the corporation. Reason Magazine and Joe Jorgensen think that's a good thing. She says, quote, it shows that, yes, we can be adults without the government telling us we need to be adults. Well, Joe, if you don't understand what the real issue is here, the real issue is that these private corporations have been used to take away free speech on the internet. These private corporations for decades, Joe, have been used to take away free speech in debates. Perhaps you don't remember that. You were excluded because there was a private corporation that was running the debates. And they said, well, we don't have, except the private corporation wasn't running. Who was running the private corporation? The Republicans and the Democrats. That's why they didn't have the third parties in the debates. This argument has been used for decades to silence people like you, Joe. Unbelievable that you don't understand this tactic that is being used. And now it's been used on the internet to silence free speech on the internet and to keep you out of the debates. It'll be a private corporation that keeps you out of the debates. You want a private corporation to keep people out of the stores if they don't do what the people behind the scenes want them to do. It is a technocracy, and this is the issue. Undeclared martial law that's now gone on for more than 6 months. Lockdowns. Mask mandates, soon to be followed by vaccine mandates. This is the issue of our time. And it's not being addressed by any politician at any level in any party. Let me tell you what the difference is between democracy, demagoguery, and a constitutional republic. It's not just this. It's President Trump, who's now coming out and attacking Biden for wearing a mask and saying that we ought to wear masks. It was Donald Trump who did a fundraising letter telling you you ought to wear a mask and linking to the CDC that said your mask may protect other people, their mask may protect you. He is sticking his finger into the wind and he is looking to see what public opinion is. And then he's telling you whatever you want to hear. That is demagoguery. That is pandering to democracy. It is ignoring our constitutional republic.
Big tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned. A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day, looked up more than 60,000 feet, and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big Jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on it, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves. The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of a species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, and we're bad for the Earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the Matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick. Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party's statements, and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells Infowars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head. Might as well advertise it with Infowars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, as President Trump tries to make a little bit of a distinction between himself and Joe Biden over these mask mandates, as President Trump is pushing us into a mandated vaccine, he's coming out saying, well, you know, Joe, these guys, they want to wear the mask and so forth. I don't know. Well, I'm not too big a fan of that now. It was just a couple of weeks ago that he nagged his supporters about putting on a mask and included a clip to the CDC. And I don't know how many of you followed that link to the CDC, but it said your mask may protect others and their mask may protect you. They didn't have the courage to even say that it will protect others. But of course, the logical question is if it, your mask protects other people, then why doesn't your mask protect you? But that's the argument that they've always made with vaccines. Your vaccine may protect other people. Their vaccine may protect you. They don't argue that the vaccine is going to protect you. Can you understand where this is going? As a matter of fact, I had some guy push back on Twitter when I put a thing out about the mask mandates. He says, well, I'm in Texas and I don't mind wearing a mask. These people, private property, if they want me to wear a mask, I'll just wear it. No big deal. I said, well, maybe you might understand the pattern here. And I said, you know, it was just a year ago. They were saying that about the MMR vaccine. Then they said the same thing about the mask. I'll leave it up to you to see if you can discern a pattern. But he couldn't because he came back and said, well, I just don't see any big deal with that. Well, if you don't understand that, I really can't help you. It's called a syllogism. And if you can't think logically, then there's nothing I can do to connect those dots any further than to give you the two premises and leave it up to you to understand the conclusion. And even when I tell you the conclusion, you don't understand the logic behind it. And so when we look at this and what is happening in Pennsylvania, for example, well, before we do, you know, what President Trump tweeted out about the CDC in terms of saying your mask may protect others and their mask may protect you. When I was gone, I saw a ad that was served up to me on YouTube from Uber. And I want to play this for you because what they did, like I said, a lot of people didn't follow through and look at that idiotic propaganda that was pushed out by Trump, that was being put out by the CDC. And so in case you didn't get the message, here's the commercial from Uber that illustrates this. Let's go ahead and play video clip number 9. When you wear a mask, you could protect, you know, Jen protects Chelsea, Chelsea protects Raphael. They keep showing different people and they shift the names on here. They keep showing different ones. It doesn't ever say that your mask protects you. These ridiculous cloth masks are supposed to protect other people. We protect each other. Isn't that nice? Because, see, there's no concern about individual health. There's no concern about individual liberty. Individual health and individual liberty must be sacrificed to the group. It takes a village to keep you from getting sick. It takes a village to raise your family. It takes a village to do everything to you. It takes a village to shoot you in the back of the head and push you in a ditch. Because that's what the village eventually winds up doing. We had a federal judge rule on Monday that the Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf's COVID restrictions were unconstitutional. And kudos to this federal judge. Listen to what he had to say. By the way, they're not saying that they're going to accept this decision. That's interesting. Finally, you have a governor and a state government saying, well, I'm not sure that we're going to pay attention to judicial supremacy. And they only do that when the judge is right. Yeah, we are aware of the ruling and we are reviewing the decision. Unbelievable. It's kind of like that other grifter, Fagan, from Oliver. We are reviewing the situation as he picks their pockets. U.S. District Judge William Strickman IV said this, quote, the liberties protected by the Constitution are not fair weather freedoms in place when times are good, but able to be cast aside in times of trouble. Absolutely right. He goes on to say this, there is no question that this country has faced and will face emergencies of every sort. But the solution to a national crisis can never be permitted to supersede the commitment to individual liberty that stands as the foundation of the American experiment. The Constitution cannot accept the concept of a new normal, quote unquote, where the basic liberties of the people can be subordinated to open-ended emergency mitigation measures. Rather, the Constitution sets certain lines that may not be crossed even in an emergency. Actions taken by defendants crossed those lines. That's the governor of Pennsylvania he's talking about. He crossed the line. It is the duty of the court to declare those actions unconstitutional. Who is this guy? Judge William Strickland. Judge Strickman, if you would run, if you would run for office, sir, I would do anything I could. Probably quit this job and become a full-time campaigner for you. I haven't heard anybody in government even mention individual liberty of the Constitution in the context of this stuff. For the last 6 months, it's not even been talked about. This guy laid it out. It is the foundation of the American experiment. Individual liberty. And the Constitution matters. And it can't be thrown out by governors or by bureaucrats. We have a divided government by purpose. And the purpose is to make sure that when one of these branches of government tramples on the Constitution and on individual liberty, it is the right and the duty of the other branches to stop that. So if you have the federal judiciary trampling on it, the state government ought to protect our individual liberties and vice versa. And the president has the right and the duty to do this, and he's not doing it. Where is A.G. Barr? And when I look at this eloquent speech that got every aspect of this right, we have constitutional lines that may not be crossed even in an emergency. We're always going to have emergencies. And we can't trash the Constitution whenever there's an emergency. Why can't this be said by Trump or by Biden or even by the libertarian candidate, Joe Jorgensen? Why can't anybody say that? And we've gotten to the point where these people don't even understand what they're running for. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania lawmakers are considering a bill that would make not wearing a mask a misdemeanor. In other words, a crime. Now, maybe they haven't understood what the real intention of all of this is. The Joe Jorgensen said, well, we can be adults. We can let Walmart tell us what we can and cannot do. We can let Twitter and Facebook tell us what we can and cannot say. And we can let the National Retail Federation ban us from being able to shop or from having jobs or from being able to travel because we're adults. And we can let the corporations rule us. See, this is the problem with the libertarians. The libertarians think corporations can do no wrong. The Democrats think that government can do no wrong. And the Republicans bring the two of them together in a kind of fascism to destroy everything. No, you have to understand that they work as a partnership. It's a partnership, a fascist partnership. And so if they're going to do this, they're going to have misdemeanor to come after you if you don't wear a mask. Well, that's going to open up some due process challenges, and the New England Journal of Medicine said we don't want to have that. We don't want to have that with masks. We don't want to have that especially with vaccines. We want it to be done by the private sector, you know, by Walmart and by your employer. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
I don't want to be right about this prediction. In fact, it's not a prediction. It is a forecast. If we continue down the economic road we're on globally with the ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns and the destruction of productivity, it will continue to accelerate these ripple effects that are breaking down supply chains that will starve tens of millions of additional people in the third world and destroy decades of human infrastructure that's been built. It will annihilate the funding of that and put the entire first world in even deeper debt, which we're being maneuvered into. So I really think the smart move is to end all these lockdowns immediately and prosecute the people that launched the giant COVID scam, the giant COVID con game. It's really just a big power grab. But in case we can't reverse all this, we better start digging in and getting storable food and getting prepared to be self-sufficient. That's the name of their game, is to make us dependent on them. So get self-sufficient now, InfoWars.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens with you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all. The clock is ticking on the once-free world, and the free press is under attack more than ever. I now see videos 10 or 15 times a day without even trying to find them of press being arrested in the United States, press being arrested in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And it's always the so-called liberal left, the defenders of speech, doing it. They are the authoritarians. They work for the Chi-Com globalist combine. And they are working around the clock to silence InfoWars. Just as we were the group they started with 3 years ago, they test out everything new on us. And a lot of it I can't get into on air at this point. I'll be able to reveal this later. But I just want to make you all realize that your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is absolutely essential, and I thank you all for it. But whatever you do, take advantage of the great products that support the InfoWar and make your life healthier and better at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Of Senate Bill 1287 says that Pennsylvanians who don't wear masks are recklessly endangering other people and not following the rules. Yeah, we got rules, and if you don't follow them, you're endangering other people. And this is the argument that's going to be used to force you to get a vaccine. Look, when they run this thing through, first of all, there's going to be a due process challenge because they're going to make this at least a misdemeanor. People need to fight this. You've got to fight for your freedoms. Don't let them steamroll you. And I've got an example here of a man who's doing exactly that in Iowa. But I think one of the ways to challenge this is to say, okay, well, it's going to be a misdemeanor to not wear a mask. Wear something that is obviously permeated with holes. You remember the picture we've shown you many times. The guy, I think it was a paintball mask that the guy had. Yeah, big gaping areas there in the front of the mask. And nobody was concerned about that. You know, when all this stuff was brand new and everybody was very, very zealous to enforce this at Walmart and other places, they've now kind of backed off of that. As I said, there it is right there. Look at that. You can see his entire face there. It's like a, you know, semi-facial nudity there. He's got a mask negligee. So wear something like that that obviously is, you're going to say, well, you're going to call this not a mask. Well, I want you to define in your law here. You say you got a law? Well, you define what a mask is. Because, see, even the N95 masks are not effective for this. And so if you're going to tell people they've got to wear a cloth mask, then, well, thick to, good job, guys. There you go. There's Nadler wrestling with his mask. Gets caught in his glasses. That's a funny one. Anyway, just define whatever the mask is. There's the guy, I don't know if that was real or not, but he puts an old fashioned air filter, from a car on his head. Define what a mask is. This is a mask. It doesn't say in your legislation anywhere. So that's one way that you could do this. You can come up with all kinds of garbage things. Like, well, define this is not a mask. But then we're going to have robots to enforce this, right? Because this is where this all ultimately goes. Sarah Hedge is pointing out that as some Wall Street banks have summoned traders and other employees back to the office, their ability to enforce social distancing measures will be challenging. unless human-like mask-detecting robots are deployed. See, they don't want to have, and this is one of the reasons why Walmart is back on this, because, you know, some people, like me, start to get really upset when you start demanding that I wear masks. And so for my own safety, not because I'm afraid of getting COVID, but because I'm afraid of going ballistic and getting arrested, because I've already gone verbally ballistic in a restaurant. So I don't want to get into physical altercation with somebody and probably get the worst end of it myself. So as a result, I don't go anywhere anymore. First time I went anywhere was on this trip back to North Carolina. And we're actually able to go to restaurants in North Carolina and Tennessee on our way back. Actually surprised that even though they had signs, even though the staff were wearing masks, they don't care. And they're backing back off of this stuff. So now they've got to bring in the robots, because the robots are going to nag you about this. So they've got a new one designed by SoftBank Robotics. It's called Pepper. Pepper is the world's first social humanoid robot, able to recognize faces and basic human emotions. It's about 47 inches tall, and it uses optical sensors, and it uses artificial intelligence to recognize if people are wearing masks. And if you're not wearing a mask, it says, you always have to wear a mask properly, starts nagging you. And so the good news about this is that this is a fight I think I could definitely win, especially with a baseball bat. This thing is only 47 inches high, and it hasn't been equipped by Boston Dynamics yet. It can't do somersaults. It can't shoot me with any weapons yet. So I think I could probably handle that thing with a baseball bat, especially 47 inches high. So it's going to sit there and nag you because, you know, they don't have to worry about you, I guess, you know, just to fine you for destroying this thing. But they said they're going to have the idea of having a humanoid robot patrolling the office buildings makes a whole lot more sense compared to employing humans, says Zero Hedge. Oh, does it? Does it? Well, it does in the sense that you don't want to have the humans fighting each other. You can just find people for when they destroy this robot. Pepper can even alert management of repeated non-mask offenders. Oh, I bet it can. The little snitch. With J.P. Morgan and other Wall Street banks requesting employees to return back to the office, where some of these folks, listen to this, spent the summer partying in the Hamptons without masks. Well, why is that a problem then? If they spent the summer partying in the Hamptons, then why do they have to wear a mask? Obviously, they're still alive, right? So it's no problem. In New York, they have announced that they're going to put in $50 fines, Cuomo has said, if you're not wearing a mask and you're trying to ride the subways there. What we're doing is using another tool in our toolbox to get mask compliance. We want people on the subway system. They know the cars are cleaner and disinfected. Oh, really? Are they? I remember, this is what the governor is saying, Cuomo. You might want to go back and look at his history with nursing homes before you get into his subways system. Remember at the beginning of this? You had is either Cuomo or de Blasio, I forget which one of them. And they were saying, yeah, they'd locked down New York, but they were still letting people on the subway. And they said, and we're cleaning them every 3 days. And I went back and I looked at how many people ride the New York subway per day. 5.7 million people on average per day. So every 3 days, they're washing those subway systems down. Every 18 million riders, whether they need it or not. This is why you want to have private vehicles instead of riding the vomit trains that are there. In Nevada, we have the company that hosted President Trump's indoor campaign on Sunday is now being fined $3,000 by the Democrat Governor Sisolak. And when I look at this, I have a question. Not only is this tyranny and political retaliation, and that's right, that's the way Gateway Pundit puts it, and that is right. It is tyranny. It is political retaliation. But I have a question. Is President Trump or Attorney General Barr going to do anything to support his supporter who held the rally there and is now facing a $3,000 fine? Do you think? Will they actually do something for once? to defend somebody's individual liberties, even when that person is being punished for supporting President Trump? I don't think so. Quite frankly, I don't think so. You know, we were told that he was going to lock her up. Instead, he locked us down. And he's allowed these people to do it. We have an Iowa bar owner arrested for flouting social distancing rules. The owner of an Iowa bar, reports the New York Post, the bar was named Poor Bastards Pub. And he spells it P-O-U-R. Poor Bastards Pub. He was busted for letting drinkers flout social distancing rules and then ripping up the charge sheet when served at his bar. When the cops first came to his bar, he allegedly told them that he did not believe in state-issued guidelines and would let anyone come in who wanted to be there. So they returned last Thursday night to serve him with a criminal charge for public health violations, which he tore up. He was then hit with extra charges for struggling with the police, who then arrested him. And so, seriously, though, this is how people get seriously injured or killed, because of excessive regulations that then breed excessive force. I'm with this guy. I think this guy, there he is right there, hero of the day, Charles King. I think we ought to call him the Sam Adams of the day. Sam Adams, another bartender who understood individual liberty. And so then they start fishing around until they find a vape cartridge that they said contained 87% THC and 0.2% CBD. Because, you know, that's how they've been coming after us with bogus UN, the other bogus UN agenda, the war on drugs, for a long time. And then that brings us to the church, which we'll talk about when we come back. John MacArthur. Before we go to break, folks, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of products up to 60% off and free shipping. Things like DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. 8-pack Power Stack, different variants of that, 60% off plus free shipping. As a matter of fact, we have vitamin D, our winter sun, and that has now been approved by Fauci. He says you ought to take vitamin D to get your immune system up to protect you from getting sick. How about that? InfoWarsStore.com.
You can watch a factory of robots being controlled by wireless internet commands. But if you were a person just 200 years ago and you saw that, you'd think it was magic. You wouldn't even know really what the machines were or what was controlling them. So for that person, it would be spiritual, or it would be something of the spirit. And it's similar to how ducks and butterflies and many other species of animal know how to fly thousands and thousands of miles back to the exact place where they were born. They're following magnetic lines. They have magnetic cells in their brains. We now know scientifically what's going on, but there's even a lot more than that. So when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about all the dark matter. We're talking about all the things you don't understand, but we know it's there. And just like you can have a bunch of robots working off a wireless system, that's what's going on with this satanic transmission. It's working through people, and that's how this entity behind it all is able to direct it, because it is a consciousness manipulated through the space-time continuum. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patent ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The The David Knight Show.
You know, I was just talking about the Iowa bar owner. Let's just call him Sam Adams. I think his name is Charles King. I just pitched the article, but they showed up, say, oh, you gotta have all these different rules and regulations, and he said, no, and then they show up to fine him, and he tore up the piece of paper they wanted him to sign, and then they got rough with him. And that reminds me of this story that just came out while I was gone. September the 12th, passenger in a ride share, beaten by Georgia deputies for not producing an ID. And it's absolutely amazing. They pull over the car. Why did they pull over the car? Well, the car apparently had a turn signal, no, broken taillight, a broken taillight. And he was a passenger in the back seat. And he rightfully didn't believe that he needed to show them any ID. I don't have to show you my ID to travel. And instead, what they did was they got into an argument with him. And he wound up bloody and unconscious simply because he stood up for his liberty. You know, I've got a whole section of articles about Antifa and Black Lives Matter assassins. I mean, they are doing drive-by shootings of police officers left and right, even coming after security guards. But, you know, when we look at what the real issue is here, we've got some real issue. We got bad people in the police that need to be taken out. And they need to be taken out by the police, not by the people shooting them on the streets, because they're not getting the right people. And it's not a not something that'd be justified anyway. I mean, you don't shoot somebody for doing something like this. But the bottom line is, as Frank Serpico has said, and I've said it many times, every institution is going to have bad actors in it. And the test of the institution is whether or not they can purge those bad actors, whether or not it can reform itself, whether or not it can police itself. Can the police police the police? And they're not doing it. And can we police the politicians who are putting out the policies that the police are enforcing? Things like this. Things like the mask regulations. And when I look at this, you know, some people are going to see skin colors. It's not about the skin color. This is happening to people all over the place. It is about excessive laws and excessive force. And I know that this is coming for each and every one of us, because I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to take a vaccine. And I'm not going to kowtow to these people for this. And so if you can beat somebody up in a ride share because they're sitting in the back as a passenger and they won't show you their ID, then I guess they can do it to me if I refuse to take their vaccines that Trump is spending tens of billions of dollars to produce. This is what makes me so furious as to what is going on with the Trump administration. You know, I said yesterday, I played you a couple of clips, and we didn't get all of the clips in what John MacArthur was reading off the different regulations at the church there. But, you know, whether it's the bikers in Sturgis, or whether it's a bar owner in Iowa, or whether it is a large church that is meeting 7,000 to 10,000 people each week, showing that there is absolutely nothing to this so-called pandemic. And that's what they have the real problem with. And so what he had to say, he said, questions come up a number of times about why Grace Church, John MacArthur, why Grace Church does not just comply with the orders that have been laid down. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the efforts to censor the one person in the Trump administration, Scott Atlas, who is actually telling people the truth. He's trying to be censored by his former colleagues at Stanford, and he has been censored by YouTube, of course. By course, they would do that. And why would they do that? I mean, whether you agree with this guy or not.
Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party's statements, and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells InfoWars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head. Might as well advertise it with InfoWars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the man who was bloodied, beaten by the police because he was in the back seat of a rideshare as a passenger. They pulled over the car because it had a broken taillight, and then they demanded that he show them ID. And he got into an argument with them, so they beat him up because he didn't kowtow to their authority. And if you don't think that that's coming to us, just understand that in Australia, in Melbourne, as we've talked about many times, and the state of Victoria, where the premier there has taken $1 trillion worth of money from the Chinese, and he has now implemented their plan for how to organize society with complete lockdowns. This is coming to us this winter if we don't pull back against this. And I see the Republicans doing nothing about this. It is the elephant in the room. Look at that. Marching as a bunch of jack-booted thugs. They've got a stage 4 quarantine, they say. Nobody moves. 23 hours a day, they're locked down. They get brutal with anybody who's on the street. And this doesn't have anything to do with white or black. It's not about that at all, folks. And they just had a couple of days ago, September 13th, I could not breathe. Aussie woman dragged from her car in a dramatic altercation with police at a lockdown checkpoint. And she was pulled over because they don't like her being out. They made it about her phone being on the windshield to record this. They didn't like being recorded. She knew they were going to be in her face about this. And she's got her mask on, but that's not enough for them. And so they hassle her about that. She said they got violent with her. They drug her out of the vehicle. She said, while trying to cuff me, they had their knees in my back and I couldn't breathe. I'm shaking and my blood is boiling, and when my head is in the right space, I will put out more video. This is coming to everyone, folks. I just talked about this weekend as the city of Los Angeles, or actually it's the county of Los Angeles, has gone to court now 5 times against a large church there, John MacArthur's church there in Los Angeles, Grace Community Church. They lost the first 4 times, but they keep coming back. They finally got a judge to say, no, you can't meet. And I played for you some of what he had to say about what the rules were. He said he questioned whether or not the United States is truly a nation under God. Well, it isn't. It quite obviously isn't. You know, I see the Michael Snyder piece, and actually you got a link to the Drudge Report. That's good. Sorry that nobody's reading the Drudge Report anymore, Michael. Good news, bad news. Michael did a great article comparing 1950 America to 2020 America. And there were a lot of things about 1950 America that were much, much better, as you obviously know. But I think the key thing when I look at it that I don't think he mentioned there was in 1950, America added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. America was under God in 1950, wanted to be under God. In 2020, America is against God in every respect. And let me tell you, when we see what is happening in this country, it's because God is now against America. He goes on to say the potential, this is what the judge said when he said, you can't meet, you can't have church. So the potential consequences of community spread of COVID-19, potential spread, outweighs the harm that flows from the restriction on indoor worship. Oh, does it really? And so John MacArthur said, well, I got a lot of people questioning why Grace Church doesn't just comply with the order. So let me read you what some of these orders are. And I didn't get finished with tried to play the clip a couple of times yesterday, and each time I threw to it too late. So let me just summarize some of these things. No indoor meetings at all. Pre-registration of everyone who comes onto church property in order to meet outside, presumably. Every person who comes on the property is to be screened and to have their temperature taken at entry. And keep 6 feet distant, so forth. But then this, every other parking space must be left vacant. Marked pathways to maintain social distance. Keeping people apart. Monitored by staff monitors. Yeah, you got hall monitors. Oh, they've got bathroom monitors too. Restroom monitors to control 6 feet social distancing at restrooms. I mean, this is the worst of the nanny state that we've all been conditioned to obey in government schools, isn't it? And that's why I've said for the longest time, you look at these metal detectors that are in schools, you look at the fact they now got cops instead of having a, like we did when I was in school, you know, first day of school, you'd have the dean of boys would have all the boys come in. And he'd say, show us his paddle. And then he would tell us about how proficient he was with it and how these holes in the paddle cut down the wind resistance so he could hit us extra hard in case he had to. But, you know, that was kind of an intimidation. And frankly, I'm not interested in having strangers engage in corporal punishment on my kids. I'm not interested in having strangers tell my kids what to think. That's why we never put our kids in school. I don't want to have anything to do with government schools. I don't want to fund them either. I don't want them to reopen. That's another difference that I have with the Trump administration. Do they not realize that the schools are the worst propaganda? Not only are they teaching socialism and creating Marxist, but they are antithetical to everything that America is about. Keep them closed. It's one of the only good things that's come out of this is the closed schools. But anyway, going back to the requirements for having a church meeting. You got to keep everybody apart. You got to have monitors by staff monitors, bathroom monitors, hall monitors, monitors everywhere, and tattletales everywhere. Everyone always wearing a mask. Tape on the ground, marking out distances. Restrooms are to be used during the service to minimize the rush. No hymn books, no communion, no offering containers, no pew Bibles, no singing, no hugging, no shaking hands, disposable seat covers changed between services. And you've got to make your services shorter. They're going to tell you that you can't sing, you can't read your Bible, you can't have a service that is longer than the health bureaucrat has decided. And based on the separation, we can only meet in the tent with a maximum of 350 to 400 people. Instead, they're meeting with 7,000 to 10,000 people. 7,000 to 10,000 people. And guess what they're doing? They're passing around Bibles. They're singing. They're hugging. They're shaking hands. They're having communion. They are not getting sick. And they've been doing this for over a month. Well over a month, about 6 weeks now. And that's the problem for LA County. You see, if we just go about our normal lives, you know, if we just go to our biker rallies and our bars and our churches and we thumb our noses at these people, we win. We must not obey them. Anyone who came in contact with anybody else outside of their family for more than 15 minutes at the church would then have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks and on and on and on. And so for doing this, he's getting a lot of criticism from fellow Christians. who don't understand that legitimate authority, first of all, is defined by the Constitution. Just from a civil standpoint, legitimate authority is only for those people who swear to uphold the Constitution. That's how they get their office. And when they no longer obey the Constitution, they no longer have authority. You know, if they get a uniform and a gun, they're just a mob if they don't obey the Constitution. And then you have the other issue, and that is the moral authority. You know, when you look at Romans 13, Christians, the government is God's institution for good, not for evil. And when it becomes a Nazi organization, you have the right and the duty to protect people from that, just as if they were to come into your church and start shooting people at random. You have the right and duty to protect people and yourself.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
It sounds over the top when I go on air and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then they won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984. There is a metaphysical rule that God has put in place that controls the universe, and it's free will. That's why the social engineers, the Robert Barrons, the globalists, the post-humanists, the anti-humans openly tell you what they're doing and openly tell you that you're worthless and crap and you need to die because that will save the earth. But they do everything they can to make the most dystopian, ugly future they can in the movies and in the culture and in all the different publications. They are making you hate yourself. They are making you be depressed. They are making you not have a connection to God because they just want you to die so they can selfishly control the future. And that's what all this is about. You know, they say they're setting up world government to protect us all from our super technologies. While they're the ones running around like mad scientists, endangering the whole planet with a lot of these technologies. The globalists are what is disruptive to human species. They call us disruptive to their power grab. It's time to say no.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, I've got more to say about the lockdown from a just a logic standpoint here. But I'm going to get back to that later. I want to talk about the 737 MAX, the Boeing 730 MAX. As people are looking at this and Congress is very angry about the shortcuts that were taken with this thing, well, let's revisit that and let's question whether or not they would have the same attitude or will have the same attitude once people are injured or killed with this vaccine that was rushed to market. What if the 737 MAX was a vax? We'll talk about that coming up. And we'll also talk about the cruise ships, because now we've got more freak out from the establishment press about cruise ships being super spreaders. And we'll take a look at the actual numbers on that. But I want to change topics here for a moment. And I want to talk about Netflix, or as I prefer to call them in my home, Notflix, because we're not going to go there. We don't have anything to do with Netflix. You know, there was a, I was going to talk about this yesterday, but because we had the 2 hours of interviews with the Plandemic Part 2 people, the filmmaker, Mickey Willis, and David Martin, who features prominently in this one because he goes through the money trail, the patents, and so forth. But very important interview. If you haven't seen that, take a look at it at band.video. You'll find it under my channel there. But I want to get to this today because there's an update on this as well. It is now the fourth most popular movie in America. Streisand effect. Everybody talking about it. But I thought... Babylon Bee, as usual, has a great take on this, because as we saw Netflix defending this as social commentary against the sexualization of young children, Babylon Bee says, well, they're going to do a new Netflix movie, and this one is actually going to murder puppies to teach that murdering puppies is bad. And that's exactly what is being done with this. They point out in their satire that Netflix's new puppy murder film, just 2 hours of puppies being brutally murdered on screen, sending a powerful message to the viewer about just how bad puppy murder is. And that's exactly what they're doing with this film, Cuties. And then they have a quote from the woman of color, an immigrant. So think before you criticize her, they point out. And that's exactly what's going on. That is the person that is producing the film for them about pedophilia, the Cuties film. A woman of color, who is also an immigrant. And they have a quote from their fictional person. I thought it about just making a documentary where I didn't actually murder puppies in order to make the point, but it just wasn't powerful enough. I drew on my own experiences of having observed puppy murder a number of times. I decided I would just drop anvils and pianos on them and stuff so you could see how terrible it really is. And that's exactly what they're doing. She comes out, it's rated TVMA. For language. The movie centers on Amy, an 11-year-old Senegalese girl living in Paris who joins a free-spirited dance clique called the Cuties to rebel against what she perceives as her family's oppressive morals. You know, this backwards family that, you know, doesn't like her becoming a child prostitute. And it shows the girls performing highly sexualized dance routines, depicting the characters in other sexual situations, reports Variety. As the outcry continued to grow on Twitter, Senator Josh Hawley tweeted a letter addressed to Netflix Reed Hastings and asking, did Netflix take measures to ensure the protection of the child actors made to perform simulated sex acts? By the way, you know, CNN has had the CEO on multiple times, the most recent one was with Brian Stelter, who has never asked them any questions about Cuties. Instead, they asked him questions about all these other wonderful entertainment, quote-unquote, that is coming up. And in this movie, Amy, the young girl, who is the one that you're supposed to identify with, the one who normalizes all this, the one who engages in the predictive programming for the young girls, just, you know, to teach them not to do this, of course, and to teach them how important it is not to rebel against their parents' outdated morals. Amy believes she can find her freedom through that kind of that group of dancers and their hypersexualization. But is that really true freedom, especially when you're a kid? Of course not, said the film's director. Oh, of course not. No, see, it's really a bad thing. We do all of this just to show how bad her freedom and her sexualization is. Although there's danger that little girls will be attracted to this film, the far greater risk is the way this film normalizes the sexualization of little girls, said one individual. And to sum it up, according to New Yorker contributor Richard Brody, he liked it, quite frankly. He said the film tells the story of a girl's outrage at and defiance of a patriarchal order. A patriarchal order. You know, those outdated morals. You know, the daddy saying, you know, you don't want to become a prostitute, do you? At least wait a little bit, you know. Wait until you at least get as old as Kamala Harris. Twitter used user Ghost Jim watched the movie and posted several clips illustrate how the film is basically soft porn for pedophiles. Reported Paul Joseph Watson. I'm not going to go into all the soft porn stuff, but just trust me, it is. New Yorker blasted what they called a scurrilous campaign against the film waged by right-wingers. So there you go. If you are against the portrayal of child prostitution, girls experimenting with webcam porn, taking photos of themselves naked and posting it online, if you're against that, you are a hateful, patriarchal right-winger, and I guess that's what I am, because I'm very much against it. Rolling Stones called the movie a sensitive portrait of growing pains that deserves to be seen. And the Defender has called it a feminist. It's bold, it's feminist, and it's so important and necessary to create a debate and to find solutions. For me as an artist and for politicians and for parents, you know what? As a parent, I'm sorry. I don't even know how to pronounce this, Sinhalese director's name. So I'm not going to attempt it, but I don't need to be lectured by somebody who is a refugee coming to this country telling me that we need to alter and rethink our culture. I've already thought through this as a parent, and I don't need you to create a debate about this. The science is settled, and so are the morals. And as John Nolte at Breitbart said, it is indefensible. Cutie says, you don't make a movie to sound an alarm about child abuse by abusing a child. You don't make a movie to sound an alarm about animal abuse by abusing animals, you know, going back to the Babylon Bee satire. You don't make a movie to sound an alarm about drug addiction by getting your actors addicted to drugs, right? And some of the people who have spoken out, I was happy to see Tulsi Gabbard call it child porn. She said it certainly will whet the appetite of pedophiles and will help fuel the child sex trafficking trade. One in four victims of trafficking are children. It happened to my friend's 13-year-old daughter. Netflix, you are complicit. Cancel Netflix, not Flix. You know, we haven't seen anything from some other people, though. You know, the Obamas have been silent. And the Duke and Duchess of Suckup, both of couples, have gotten a lot of money. They haven't said anything about this. More on that when we come back.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't empower humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all, the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day, looked up more than 60,000 feet, and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on it, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves. The party was not going to go on forever. All the welfare, all the entertainment, all the decadence was only designed to get people domesticated, dumbed down, selfish, and most importantly, isolated. And now that most of the population is selfish, isolated, and very, very dumbed down and ignorant, the New World Order is making its move. And they are now going to weaponize the giant masses of foolish followers who believe if they just follow orders, they'll get another little piece of green, like when the chicken pecks at the lever. And then all that they're really going to get is the noose tightened around their foolish neck. Those of us that are aware and informed can laugh at the massive slaves, but remember, they are a dangerous weapon pointed at our throats, and so we've got to save them to save ourselves. And to do that, we've got to expose the globalists. We've got to take it to them politically and absolutely annihilate them with the crimes that they've actually committed. Expose the enemy now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
I guess when we look at this cuties thing, one of the things that sticks out to me is who has spoken out against it and who hasn't. Tulsi Gabbard was very eloquent, saying it'll whet the appetites of pedophiles, talking about child trafficking, and talking about her own personal experience. One of her friends, 13-year-old daughter, was involved in this, and calling on people to cancel Netflix. Of course, Tulsi Gabbard has been canceled. Tulsi Gabbard has been canceled for opposing endless foreign wars. And now you know the rest of the story, because she's not in with this pedophile child trafficking network. And as I pointed out, you know, we've got a lot of money that has been given by Netflix to the Obamas, to the Duke and Duchess of Suck Up, and they're not doing anything, not saying anything at all about that. And you know who else is not saying anything about it? Ivanka Trump. Donald Trump. I can't find where either one of them has mentioned it. And to search for Trump and cuties, no comment. That speaks a lot, doesn't it? If you think that QAnon, if you think that Donald Trump is rounding up these child pedophile networks, you got another thing coming. You don't even want to talk about cuties. Not even talk about that. And it's now number four. What were the most popular films? Well, the number one movie in the country right now is Pets United. Now, that's not the one that Babylon Bee was doing a satire. Now, that's not a Netflix movie where they're killing puppies. I don't know what that is. The next one is Social Dilemma, number two. Babysitter Killer Queen was number three, and Cuties ranked number four. Hollywood, folks, is dead. There's nothing entertaining at all coming out of Hollywood. It's unbelievably bad. But, of course, this being in number four, I guess there's tells you how many pedophiles we got in the United States right now. Meanwhile, we know there's a lot of them in the Democrat Party. Outside of Tulsi Gabbard, you got Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, signed a bill reducing penalties for sodomy with minors. And they're very proud of this. Very proud of it. Proponents said its main purpose was to end discrimination against LGBT adults who have oral and anal sex with minors who consent. How is it that minors can consent to sexual activity? And we know that this is coming. And I said this is coming because of the LGBT agenda. I said if you're going to let them gaslight these kids on transgender issues in elementary school and even earlier, if you're going to say they can make a decision about what gender they are at that early age, then they're doing it because they want to have sex with the children, because they want to say the children are consenting. And here we are. Proven right again. This is what this is about. All of this stuff about gender fluidity and gender education in the schools has been pushed by the Democrats, by the government. All of that was to push pedophilia. And now you just had California government admit it. That's because we want to end discrimination against the LGBT group, because it's the LGBT group that want to be pedophiles, right? That's the agenda. And if you're not part of that agenda, you're being used by them. State Senator Scott Wiener. This is not the Babylon Bee. I didn't make that. This is the guy's actual name. His name is actually Senator Wiener, who is reducing penalties for sodomy with minors. Only in California. This is why I said it's such a tough job for Babylon Bee, because they can't keep ahead of the real life issues. They're more insane than their satire. So Senator Wiener has said that this new law will put an end to blatant discrimination against LGBT people engaged in consensual activity. It simply ends anti-LGBTQ discrimination. Today, California took yet another step toward an equitable society. And of course, you know, in an equitable society, you have the Equality Act, which the Democrats under Nancy Pelosi have already passed in the House, which will give them legal lawfare to attack anybody on the basis of discrimination if you don't hire them by the numbers, by the quotas, right? This is where we're headed, folks. This is the insanity. Like I said before, we're not a nation under God in 2020. We are a nation against God. Democrat Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez said as the bill was being debated, and she's not on board with this. She said, I cannot in my mind as a mother understand how sex between a 24-year-old and a 14-year-old could ever be consensual. How it could ever not be a registrable offense. We should never give up on this idea that children should be in no way subject to a predator. Well, they have in California. And maybe she ought to consider whether she wants to be a part of that party. Of course, you're not going to get elected to anything in California unless you're a Democrat. Meanwhile, Kamala has gained momentum among Democrats with a proposal to legalize prostitution. And this may not just be pandering to the pedophiles and the perverts in the Democrat Party. She may be moving in advance to protect herself. Before Willie Brown has anything more explicit to say about their relationship. former Speaker of the House, Sleazer of the House, Willie Brown, notorious for his essentially helping her career along. Let's put it that way. Viewers are complaining about Meghan, Harry, and the Obamas staying silent. Harry and Meghan have signed a deal worth about $150 million with Netflix. And they said they really want to use their influence for good. They will tell Netflix to drop cuties, said one Twitter user. Well, yeah, they would, but they're not going to use their influence for good, because what Meghan Markle is going to do, or one of the first things she wants to do, is to do a Netflix, we should call it Notflix. It's Notflix. It's propaganda. She wants to do a Notflix documentary on the Marxist Black Lives Matter founder, Patrice Cullors, the woman who said she is a trained Marxist, who also, by the way, is also very heavily into the occult, it appears. Both the New American and Gateway Pundit have, shown a video. Gateway Pundit's got a video. Show the B-roll there, video clip number 4. This is Patrice Cullors, who has talked about being a trained Marxist. Here she is wearing feathers and, as a performance artist, getting into her nest. But as Alex Newman at New American pointed out, she and another California State University professor of African studies, Malina Abdullah, both of them heavily involved in the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. As Alex Newman points out, they revealed that more than she thought that she should have. She said, maybe I'm sharing too much, but we're becoming very intimate with the spirits that we call on regularly. Like each of them seems to have a different presence and a personality, you know? I laugh a lot with Waukesha, you know? And I didn't meet her in her body, right? I met her through this work I do. Cullors echoed the sentiments of Abdullah. She said it's a very important practice. It's literally almost resurrecting a spirit so they can work through us to get the work that we need to get done. I started to feel personally connected and responsible and accountable to them from a deeply spiritual place. Patrice Cullors admits the very first thing Black Lives Matter leaders would do when they hear of a murder is to pray to the spirits and to pour libation. This is not just about racial and social justice, she said. At its core, it is a spiritual movement. You can't pretend like that work is just organizing work, you know? That is some serious stuff, and it is. And perhaps that's why Meghan Markle, these people in the royal family, she really doesn't have that much difference with the royal family, being in the cult and all, right? That's what Netflix is going to be funding next. Is it because it's Marxist or because it's occultic? We'll be right back.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't want to be right about this prediction. In fact, it's not a prediction. It is a forecast. If we continue down the economic road we're on globally with the ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns and the destruction of productivity, it will continue to accelerate these ripple effects that are breaking down supply chains that will starve tens of millions of additional people in the third world and destroy decades of human infrastructure that's been built. It will annihilate the funding of that and put the entire first world in even deeper debt, which we're being maneuvered into. So I really think the smart move is to end all these lockdowns immediately and prosecute the people that launched the giant COVID scam, the giant COVID con game that's really just a big power grab. But in case we can't reverse all this, we better start digging in and getting storable food and getting prepared to be self-sufficient, because that's the name of their game, is to make us dependent on them. So get self-sufficient now, InfoWars.com. The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of the species, is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, and we're bad for the Earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick. Well, Mark Zuckerberg on paper 2 weeks ago put in hundreds of millions of dollars with Bloomberg to launch this Operation Red Mirage to contest the election when it's overwhelmingly clear that Trump has won on election night. Now he's come out in a statement and told all the media in the United States that they better get behind saying that Trump basically lost, that they're not going to let Trump declare victory even though it's overwhelming, that he'll have 95% of the vote done on election night, and even if you added all the other votes in against him, he'd be the winner. They are going to steal this election. They're preparing everyone. You've seen all the scams they've already run. Trump is surrounded by tyrants, but he has We the People, and he has true media. Not independent media, the real media. So now more than ever, it's critical to share the live streams, the videos, the articles, and the information at InfoWars.com, because the globalists fear it most, because we were the first to expose their plan to contest the election and drag it out to keep the American people from re-electing President Trump.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to talk about the Antifa BLM assassins, these people who are rioting, looting, and setting things on fire. But of course, don't say that they set any of the forest on fire. I mean, even that's how absurd this control of the narrative, this censorship and false narrative have become. You have CNN standing there, well, these are mostly peaceful, they're pay no attention to the fires behind me and pay no attention to the videos that we have of people actually setting fire to forest. Because, you know, if you say that, you'll be purged by the censors on social media, just as they have purged. We're going to talk about this coming up. Chinese whistleblower from Wuhan. There you go. Mostly peaceful. Don't freak out about this. Before I get into that, however, I have one more thing to say about the LGBT transgender abuse that is going on. And that's really what is happening here. The people that they claim that they're going to help, and I've talked about this in the past, about how an internationally known psychologist who is very sympathetic to it, and he specializes in that, and he, as a Canadian, believes that the surgery ought to be paid for by the government. However, he has a caveat that he says not until somebody is over 21 and having lived that way for a number of years. And I think it was 2 years that he came up with. And for that, he was purged off of social media. Because this is really about child abuse and pedophilia, as we see with the cuties thing. But I had a letter that was sent to me by a doctor, medical doctor, Michael Laidlaw. And he said, you played a clip I was in a while back where I showed through a Freedom of Information Act request that a research group had gotten NIH approval to give 8-year-old girls testosterone as part of their monstrous transgendering studies. Here's the latest from our team about a retraction of a conclusion from the American Journal of Psychology article. The original journal article concluded that transgender surgeries reduced mental health utilization. after a total of 12 of us had written 7 different letters to the editor about problems with the study, the journal had the study data reanalyzed and then retracted their conclusion. And he says, scientific medical establishment abusing their positions to manipulate the masses. He said, this is always happening, and if scientists and physicians don't question these studies, it will never change. And so thank you, Dr. Laidlaw. He's a doctor of endocrinology, diabetes, and metabolism. Thank you for doing that. And here's basically what the study said. The transgender surgery provides no mental health benefit. This is a retraction here. Why do researchers get away with sloppy science? Well, in part, far too often, no one is watching and no one is there to stop them. And this is why it's very important for scientists and physicians to speak up, push back against the stuff that's just laid out there. Oh, it's experts and it's science. And no, science is not ever settled. And we need to be able to have a debate about all of these issues. But they always come back and say, well, no, we have all the experts on our side. And this is what they have to say about fill in the blank, whether it is transgender surgery and chemicals being given to minors, or whether it's climate change, or whether it's the lockdown, or whether it's a vaccine or anything else. No, no, no. We have all the answers and we are the experts and you just need to shut up or we'll cancel you. A major correction has been issued by the American Journal of Psychiatry. The editors of an October 2019 study entitled Reduction in Mental Health Treatment Utilization Among Transgender Individuals After Gender-Affirming Surgeries, a Total Population Study, have retracted their primary conclusion. Letters to the editor by 12 authors, including ourselves, led to a reanalysis of the data and a corrected conclusion stating that, in fact, the data showed no improvement after surgical treatment. The following is the background to our published letter and our summary of points of the critical analysis of the study. Said, perhaps nowhere in medicine and psychology is this problem of irreproducibility worse than in the studies of people who claim to have a mismatch between their sex and their internal sense of being male or female. And again, we're talking about the studies, if people come up with these studies and it's like, oh, really? Okay, well, let's take your study, see if we can reproduce it. And most of the time they can't. But this is one of the worst examples, this particular quote-unquote field. The authors use an odd combination of retrospective data collected over an 11-year period from 2005 to 2015, together with limited psychiatric outcomes over a prospective one-year period during 2015 with no control group. No control group. Qualifying criteria were to be alive in Sweden as of December 31st, 2014, and to have a diagnosis of gender incongruence. Overlooked were key data of completed suicides, healthcare visits, prescriptions and hospitalizations, and a litany of other medical or psychological diagnoses potentially related to gender-affirming treatments. Such information was available through Sweden's multiple registry database, so why didn't they use it? And so when followed out beyond 10 years, the sex reassigned group had 19 times the rate of completed suicides. 19 times the rate of completed suicides, and nearly 3 times the rate of all causes of mortality and inpatient psychiatric care compared to the general population. And we've known this. We've been told this over and over again. How will the 13-year-old girls who have had breast amputations and testosterone fare, 13-year-old girls, how will the young boys like James, remember Save James, the father here in Texas? And they want a chemical castration of an 8-year-old boy? The chemical castration of an 8-year-old boy. The mother wants to do this, in my opinion, to get even with the father. They've divorced. Abigail Scheer writes in her excellent expose, Irreversible Damage, that nearly all of the detransitioners I spoke with are plagued with regret. They possess a startlingly masculine voice that will not lift. They live with slashes across their chests and flaps of skin that don't quite resemble nipples. How about children who are ultimately sterilized by puberty blockers, followed by cross-sex hormones and even gonad removal? These unethical surgeries are receiving funding by the very NIH, that claims to be working to correct problems of irreproducibility in studies. These experiments are beyond reproducibility problems. They are ethical failures by which doctors cause long-term harm to children and adolescents, all based on political activism supported by faulty science. And folks, let me tell you, when we look at the National Institute of Health, it is really the National Socialist Institute of Health. It is Nazi science. Francis Collins is a transhumanist. He admits he's a transhumanist. After messing with DNA and getting a passing knowledge of it, if you will, you know, he sequenced the human genome, but he's got a lot of junk DNA there, which in my opinion means that he doesn't know the first thing about it. God doesn't play dice with the universe, said Albert Einstein, and I'm telling you that he doesn't put junk DNA. It is a very efficient 1-in-4 error correcting code, and there's no junk DNA in there. And when you look at Gates and Francis Collins and Fauci, these people are eugenicists, they're transhumanists, they're depopulationists. They are experimenting on gain of function even when it is prohibited. And as yesterday we were talking to David Martin. He talked about how they passed money through a lot of different organizations to secretly fund this research in China, to continue to fund the research at UNC Chapel Hill. That's money laundering. Fauci is on a lot of different interlocking directories. That is an antitrust violation. But they are criminals. And if there was any integrity or morality or legality in the American government and the Trump administration, they would not be there in the White House. They would be led away, as he pointed out yesterday. David Martin said A.G. Barr would lead him away in handcuffs, not put him up on the podium to put out in guidelines and recommendations that essentially have what now today have the effect of law. Because we don't bother to pass laws and we don't bother to pay any attention to the Constitution. It just flows with the whims of pragmatism and populism and demagoguery. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Before we do, I just want to remind you, if you want to keep us here on air, it's the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many products now that are 50 to 60% off, plus free shipping. And we have some other products that right now, at this point, right now, vitamin B, D, which is, we call it winter sun, is available and endorsed by Fauci himself. Now, that is actually a good thing, in spite of the fact that
ignorance does not equal bliss. Ignorance equals slavery. If you're ignorant, walking through a field at night that there's a 6-foot hole up ahead, you're going to step in it and probably break your ankle, or maybe worse. Well, it's the same thing happening to human civilization. The industrialized age really empowered humanity in many respects, but also took us away from the land, made us very, very domesticated and very, very easy to manipulate. And now corruption and predatory activity can hide behind that complexity. Now, I know what's going on behind the complexity because I go read what the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group and all their subsidiaries, like the Club of Rome, say. So I know exactly what's going on. Not because I'm even that cool or special a person, but I'm actually want to be empowered and informed because I'm a history buff. I know that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The globalists think you're stupid. They laugh at you because you won't research their own admissions. The clock is ticking on the once free world, and the free press is under attack more than ever. I now see videos 10 or 15 times a day without even trying to find them of press being arrested in the United States, press being arrested in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And it's always the so-called liberal left, the defenders of speech, doing it. They are the authoritarians. They work for the Chi-Com globalist combine. And they are working around the clock to silence InfoWars. Just as we were the group they started with 3 years ago, they test out everything new on us. And a lot of it I can't get into on air at this point. I'll be able to reveal this later. But I just want to make you all realize that your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is absolutely essential, and I thank you all for it. But whatever you do, take advantage of the great products that support the InfoWar and make your life healthier and better at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, as we listen to how the West was won, let's talk a little bit about how the West has been lost. Let's talk a little bit about Antifa and the BLM assassins. And we're now seeing regularly on a daily basis people being shot dead simply because they're in a uniform. Look, I think we need to change our laws. I think we need to purge bad police out of the police department, hold them responsible for their actions. But this is not holding them responsible for their actions. This is merely assassination. And this is part of a Marxist agenda. You know, we have an article coming out from Axios now. $1 billion plus riot damage is the most expensive in insurance history. Well, you know, yeah, as I've said before, we have looting happening at from the bottom up. We also have looting happening from the top down. They say $1 billion to $2 billion of paid insurance claims, eclipsing the record set in L.A. in 1992 after the Rodney King riots. And what they're talking about is the mostly peaceful arson, vandalism, looting that has now totaled up to $1 to $2 billion. And that's not attributing any of the massive forest fires to being deliberately set by people with Molotov cocktails. We got video of a guy actually setting fire to the ground. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what is going on. You see this guy walking along. There is a surveillance. There is right there. Good job, guys. He's walking. Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah. Let's, you know, casually walking along. Maybe nobody will notice. And then he pauses, squats on the ground for about 15 seconds while he gets a good fire going on some brush there. And he doesn't realize he's being videotaped. And then he gets up and casually walks off, and you can see the smoke there. Some of the people have said, well, if you loot, we shoot. Maybe that should also apply to arson. But nevertheless, when we look at this, the $1 to $2 billion that is happening there in terms of monetary damage pales in comparison to the $1 trillion per month. $1 trillion per month that has been going out to keep people from bringing out the guillotines, as Michael Bloomberg pointed out, as the government is forcing now the middle class into bankruptcy. Now you've got, I saw this morning as I was getting coffee, Fox was admitting that, you know, within the next 6 months, 40% of the restaurants are going to be closed. No, that was true 6 months ago. It's more than 40% now. If you look at Yelp, if you look at what people are saying, this is a bipartisan looting of the middle class. But let's take a look at the other aspect of this, because it's not just a looting, but it is a shooting that is going on. It's not just a financial damage. One arrested in connection with a drive-by shooting of a federal officer outside a courthouse. What was he doing? Well, he's just standing there in uniform in Phoenix yesterday morning, 11:30 a.m. outside the courthouse, a drive-by shooting. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the FBI said they did arrest the shooting suspect. The victim is a full deputized U.S. Marshal working at the federal courthouse, guilty of being there in uniform. And we have an update on the L.A. County Sheriff's Deputy, you know, the story that broke while I was gone. Absolutely disgusting story. You see the guy walk up, two people parked in a car. And, you know, wearing a uniform. And so they were shot. And the lady who was shot in the face, her partner was shot in the head. She got him out of the car, got him to safety. It turns out that she was a librarian before becoming a police officer. 31 years old, has a 6-year-old child, but guilty of being in uniform. And of course, you surely have seen the video. We can't show it to you because the guy who was celebrating all of this doesn't have a vocabulary that extends beyond four-letter words that we can't play on the air. He doesn't have a mentality that extends beyond four, beyond 80, evidently, either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As of 54 days out, the globalist child molesting devil worshipers know they're in trouble, and they know Trump's going to win in the landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country into civil war. And they are throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Joe actually does. I think the Democrats do want to set the world on fire. They want a civil war. And I have my suspicions that the Republicans do as well. Because they could easily stop this concern about election corruption by stopping the lockdown. They could stop the meltdown of the middle class by stopping the lockdown. By defending the Constitution and our individual liberties, but they refuse to do so. But we look at Joe Biden again yesterday. I played that for you. I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to light a flame in your heart. That's what Joe Biden wants to do, right? He doesn't even know where he is. And I guess, as I was saying to the crew, it's one of the light spots of 2020 is the Joe Biden candidacy. Is the gift that just keeps on giving. And we've got some more rambling from Ramblin' Joe. Let's play video clip number one. Here's Joe Biden rambling again.
Because if you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure and hell take care of running a department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department or whatever. You know what I mean?
let's just break this down. Okay, that went by kind of fast. Let's play it again, actually, before I try to interpret this for you from Joe Biden. Here's Joe Biden.
Take care.
Go ahead.
Sorry, if you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure and hell take care of running a department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department. You know what I mean?
Mumbling with a mask on his face. Yes, this was at a Florida roundtable event. And this is what he had to say. Because if you could take care of, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure in hell take care running a department store, a thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department or whatever. You know what I mean? No, I don't know what you mean, Joe. I have absolutely no idea what you mean. Do you know what you mean? And, of course, it was just yesterday that was calling President Trump a climate arsonist and promising that if he's elected president, he will end fire, flood, and hurricanes. And how will we do that? Oh, we'll take away your cars. Maybe we'll let you have electric cars. I don't know. We'll have to look at that. Yeah, we'll give you money to buy electric cars. How's that? Yeah, vote for me and get your free electric car. So I don't know. Joe Biden, as he was also, I pointed out yesterday, you had Kamala Harris talk about the Harris administration. Oh, really? The Harris administration? Harris-Biden administration. Oh, so she's going to take charge of this? And then Joe did it. Joe did it later in the day. This must be a thing. Everybody's talking about the Harris administration and the Joe campaign, you know, and he just kind of picked it up by osmosis. Let me play you the two clips back to back. This is Kamala Harris, or Kamala, got to remember that, chameleon. Chameleon Harris talking about the Harris-Biden administration and then Joe Biden repeating it later in the day. Here's the two of them.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Harris-Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort and keep pushing further to make it easier for military spouses and veterans to find meaningful careers, to ensure teachers know how to support military children in their classrooms, and to improve support for caregivers and survivors so much more than we do now.
There you go. How about that? Well, he got that out pretty fast. He wasn't in the ladies department at that point in time. But he did talk about the Harris-Biden administration. So I don't know. Who's going to be in charge? Well, it isn't going to be Joe. And that's one of the interesting things about this, because I point out, you typically have these presidents elected. They're puppets. And you got to find out who's got their hand up their butt, moving the sock puppet's mouths. But we pretty much know who's running Joe Biden, China, Soros, these other people. But Kamala is ready. Yeah, Kamala. I got to check myself each time I say that. She's ready to take the reins, take them away from Joe. And Joe's probably ready to give it to her as well. Let's just play a little bit of the B-roll. Here he is getting off of a plane and waving to an empty field. There's nobody out there, nobody in the field, and nobody is home there with Joe either. So maybe he thought he saw somebody out there. Maybe he imagined that he saw somebody out there. We will never know, will we? And as we're looking at the other issues facing the Biden administration, guys, get video clip number three ready. You know, a problem for them is illustrated by the fact that when Kamala went to, you know, they were in Florida. He was doing the roundtable report there where he's talking about, you know, the quartermaster, you know, the thing. And the ladies department, whatever, the quartermaster and the ladies department had to do anything. Anyway, she shows up impromptu at a restaurant, you know, because they're trying to, Bloomberg wants to make sure that they flip Florida, and they're working really hard on that. And so she's there in Florida, and she does an impromptu visit to a Florida Latino restaurant. And because she showed up there and did a campaign appearance, the Latino community there in Florida is furious with the restaurant owner, and they're boycotting his business. And so he comes out and says, I didn't know she was coming. Don't associate me with Kamala Harris. I don't want to be associated. That's, you know, these are the people who, these are Venezuelans at a local restaurant in Miami. Now, why would it be that Venezuelans don't like Kamala and Biden? Because they've seen this movie before. They've escaped from what the Democrats are trying to create here in America. Let's play that clip where he's trying to distance himself from the Democrats. Video clip number three.
We don't use the company for political reasons.
Andres Garcia, not pleased with Senator Kamala Harris's visit to his restaurant yesterday.
We are very respectful of every individual in our organization, and we will never take, as an organization, a political position.
Garcia, president of the board of directors for the Amaze Latin Flavors restaurants, telling us he had no idea the Democratic vice presidential nominee and her campaign were stopping by yesterday.
In respect to our stakeholders, we wouldn't support that. If they will ask, we will say, no, we're not going to do it.
Senator Harris, her husband, and her security team made the food stop one of the first orders of business on Harris's campaign visit to South Florida.
Gotta make sure everybody votes, okay?
She greeted several diners and grabbed a bag to go. Garcia says he found out on social media she was at the restaurant, and some of the posts were critical.
I learned the hard way. Sometimes when we look into the social media, and we take it for granted what people say in the social media.
Yeah, yeah. They don't take kindly to that. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things. Growing up in Florida, we had a lot of people who had escaped Castro's Cuba. And they understood freedom better than a lot of the people who grew up as Americans. And this is the same thing is true of these Venezuelans. They showed up with signs to picket this business. No communista, no socialista, said one sign. Conservative Cubans and Venezuelans. You know, I was in when I was in college, I played in bands with a lot of Cubans. Valdez, Lopez, Rodriguez, Io, and Knight. And their families, they didn't understand as much as their parents did, but their parents were fiercely anti-communist because they'd experienced it. If you want to find somebody that is anti-communist, find somebody that's lived under that system. Not somebody who's been gaslighted and lied to about it in K through 12 and college, which is the situation that we have right now. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to talk about Ed Snowden and his appearance on Joe Rogan. And I'll talk a little bit about the book. You know, I talked about that once before. And I'll give you my opinion about Ed Snowden. And we'll also talk about the Chinese whistleblower silenced by Twitter.
You can watch a factory of robots being controlled by wireless internet commands. But if you were a person just 200 years ago and you saw that, you'd think it was magic. You wouldn't even know really what the machines were or what was controlling them. So for that person, it would be spiritual or it would be something of the spirit. And it's similar to how ducks and butterflies and many other species of animal know how to fly thousands and thousands of miles back to the exact place where they were born. They're following magnetic lines. They have magnetic cells in their brains. We now know scientifically what's going on, but there's even a lot more than that. So when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about all the dark matter. We're talking about all the things you don't understand, but we know it's there. And just like you can have a bunch of robots working off a wireless system, that's what's going on with this satanic transmission that's working through people. And that's how this entity behind it all is able to direct it, because it is a consciousness manipulated in the space-time continuum.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ever wondered why big tech acts in unison to create monopolies and are so incredibly anti-human, love to censor people, love to cover up for corrupt authoritarian regimes and dictatorships? Well, it's very simple. The first computers ever created were created by Thomas Watson, the founder and owner of IBM, to carry out eugenics. And they helped run the death camps in Nazi Germany. That's what the tattoos were on the slaves' arms. It would decide who lived and who died. So from the beginning, it's been about creating monopolies, cornering markets, and making humans obsolete. The same people brought us baby formula that doesn't have enough protein fat in it to make your child's brain small. The same people that said put babies in cribs separate from their mothers that lowers IQs about 20 points on average as well. These are hardcore eugenicists, survival of the fittest, social Darwinists. Grow up, world. Admit the truth. Quit being soft smuts and letting these globalists run your lives. They are your mortal enemy. They want you dead. Do you understand that? Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
About Ed Snowden. And let me tell you what I think Ed Snowden is. I think Ed Snowden is a limited hangout. And what is a limited hangout? Well, I'll give you the definition from Wikipedia because it's pretty concise. And for once, Wikipedia is right about this. They're not frequently right anymore. It's become a disinformation source. But, you know, if you get to something that is not central to politics or to their particular agenda, it can sometimes be accurate. So as Wikipedia points out, when the intelligence agencies can't or don't want to continue to hide something, when they can't or don't want to continue to hide something, they will release a phony cover story to misinform the public. And the purpose of that is to get the public satisfied. Get them, look at this. And after the news cycle is done and they move on to some other squirrel, they're intrigued by that and they don't pursue it any further because now they believe that they've been informed about what's going on. Now, what was going on with Snowden, in my opinion, is that you had one of the reasons why James Clapper was being cross-examined by Ron Wyden just a couple of months before the Snowden leak happened. Was because James Clapper, DNI at the time, had been for over 20 years kind of at the center of geospatial intelligence, which is at the center of the Dragnet surveillance. And what we are now going to be seeing as the constant tracking in the name of, you know, COVID and so forth. But it's what the Chinese are doing with their biometric tracking, with their social credit scores. It's important for them to know where everybody is at all these different times. And with geospatial intelligence, they can map out your relationships with other people, not just following where you are all the time. No, no, no. The important thing is to know what your political beliefs are, what your religious beliefs are, who you are associating with, and so forth and so on. And that's really the central part of it. Now, that has been the fastest growing part of the intelligence community since the late 1990s, as they began to make the internet the backbone for all of this. And again, you know, the internet was designed by a DARPA psychologist back in the 1960s, J.C.R. Licklider. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. But it was designed by a psychologist. Why? Because they want to be able to monitor everything that you do. They want to eventually be able to not only just put out open-ended propaganda as a broadcast, which they were already doing with Operation Mockingbird and so forth for a long time, of course, going back to early 20th century. America was way ahead of the Nazis and Goebbels. We had Edward Bernays in Wall Street. That's where he went after he lied us into a war for Woodrow Wilson. But the Americans were the ones who were the premiers in terms of that kind of open-ended propaganda. But see, what the internet does is it gives them a closed loop feedback. It allows them to monitor your response to their propaganda and fine tune it. And that's what we now see with social media, isn't it? And so as they came up with this concept in the 1960s, they didn't have the technology to make it happen. But once the bandwidth of the internet became practical in the late 1990s, they started putting their people on the boards of venture capital firms to make sure it was going to happen. The CIA even openly created a venture capital firm, InQtel, which is something they typically don't go that openly. That's how important it was for them to openly do this. And they also began actively pushing geospatial intelligence, activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, and so forth, to be able to map out people that they were going to be taking out in terms of taking out of the loop right now, taking you out of communications and limiting your communications. And so they set up the social media people. They began the geospatial intelligence, and James Clapper was one of the central people there. I believe that's one of the reasons why he was DNI, Director of National Intelligence. And Ron Wyden knew that Dragnet surveillance was going on, and I think he knew that he was not just that Dragnet surveillance was going on. That was exposed by William Binney and Thomas Drake and James Werby and others, several NSA whistleblowers who right after 9/11 said, look, we have a way that we can follow people anonymously, and we've developed this internally, but because of corruption and because you want to go further, you have ignored what we created, which would protect people's privacy, and you've gone with these outside contractors that you've showered with a lot of cash to both, you know, pay off your people and to destroy the Constitution. We need to stop this. Nobody paid any attention to the NSA whistleblowers. As a matter of fact, they tried to put them in jail. They tried to manufacture evidence against them, just like they did Judy Mikovits. And so by the time you get to 2013 and James Clapper goes to that hearing and he is asked point blank by Ron Wyden, are you doing this? And he goes, well, not deliberately, of course, right? He committed perjury. Perjury under oath to Congress, to the American public about something that is substantial. This is not like the alleged perjury of Roger Stone, which was not even, if it was even true, and it wasn't, not even about anything that was substantial. This was substantial, and nobody, Republican or Democrat, over the 5 years, came after him to bring this perjury charge. Statute of limitations expired. And just a couple of months after that happened, Ed Snowden does a leak. They could no longer keep the Dragnet surveillance, geospatial intelligence programs secret. And they're pretty big. I mean, you know, prior to the lockdown, not having any conventions, they would typically have about 4,000 people show up every year for these geospatial intelligence conventions. Nobody even uses that word. You'll never hear that word used in mainstream media. You won't even really hear it used in alternative media. Geospatial intelligence, write it down. That's what this is all about. That is the core technology. And so when we have Ed Snowden go on Joe Rogan, let me play you a little bit of the clip here, and I'll comment on it when we come back. Let's play video clip number 5.
First of all, congratulations on the recent ruling. Was the 9th District Court of Appeals, is that what it was? It said that what you exposed with the warrantless wiretapping was in fact illegal. And there are many people that are calling for you to be pardoned now.
Yeah, it's so much has happened. This ruling, this is actually not the first time the federal government has, or the appeals courts have struck down some of the federal surveillance programs as unlawful. But this one is really important because it happened from an appeals court. It wasn't from a single judge. It was from a panel of judges. And what they had ruled was that the NSA.
Because what he's saying here, well, this is important because we've now had a couple of appeals court judges say that Dragnet surveillance in violation of the Constitution is in fact illegal. Imagine that. You really think they're going to do anything about this? They let Clapper lie about it. It's a limited hangout then. It's still a limited hangout, and we'll tell you why and what is coming when we come back. Stay with us.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't empower humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration, to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day, looked up more than 60,000 feet, and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on it, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves. It sounds over the top when I go on air, and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then they won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
First of all, congratulations on the recent ruling. It was a Ninth District Court of Appeals. Yeah. Is that what it was? It said that what you exposed with the warrantless wiretapping was in fact illegal. And there are many people that are calling for you to be pardoned now.
Yeah, it's so much has happened. This ruling, this is actually not the first time the federal government has, or the appeals courts have struck down some of the federal surveillance programs as unlawful. But this one is really important because it happened from an appeals court. It wasn't from a single judge. It was from a panel of judges. And what they had ruled was that the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone records was illegal. And this is the very first sort of mass surveillance program that I and the journalists, really the news was broken back in 2013. So this is a huge victory for privacy rights. What it means is there was this provision of the Patriot Act. Like, remember the Patriot Act? Remember, like, a zillion years ago?
I do.
Everybody was like, yeah. Patriot Act. Your friend Alex Jones, you know, I think he was worried about the Patriot
Act. It's a terrible name. There's a real problem with that name.
Yeah.
Because if you're against the Patriot Act, it's like against babies. It's like this is the pro-baby act. But meanwhile, pro-baby act, they get to look through your email.
Yeah, yeah. Has Joe Rogan never noticed that they do that with every piece of draconian unconstitutional legislation? They always give it a name that is exactly the opposite of what it is. As a matter of fact, when they claimed to reform this before, they called it the Freedom Act and so on. Yeah, it's always that way. Always that way. Nevertheless, you know, talking about the Patriot Act, yeah, it was a horrible thing. And we are now beyond that. We don't even bother to pass an act to take away people's liberty, to suspend the Constitution. We're now 184 days into that. There was never any COVID act. Well, actually, there was, wasn't it? It was rushed in there right along the same time when they laid the foundation for this, the same time they put in the Patriot Act. They pushed out the legislation to the states to give themselves the power to do what they're doing right now. And nobody is defending the rule of law, not at the state level, not at the federal level, not in the courts, not in the White House, not in the Congress. Nobody is defending it. They're all pretending it doesn't exist. They'd all rather talk about something else. But when we look at this, of course, as I said, I think that Ed Snowden is a limited hangout. I think that it had gotten to a very uncomfortable point. This had been going on for so long. In 2013, it had been going on for 12 years. Benny and Drake and others had pointed that out. And you had Ron Wyden getting James Clapper to commit perjury. And that got Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, former director of the CIA. He got very upset with Ron Wyden. I played the clips for you when he went to Washington and Lee University, and he said, I'm so upset with Ron Wyden. He knew that we were doing that. He knew that. Every senator there knew that. Everybody on their staff knew that. And he put him in an awkward position where he had to lie. You see, the other senators and all the other staff members have been lying to you about that. And, of course, nobody did anything to him for committing perjury, but that was kind of a risky thing for them. So, you know, they dropped the information, a limited hangout. Now, there was a lot of information in the Snowden documents that was important. I've showed you some of the information. I do it on a regular basis. The PRISM program, but there was a lot of ambiguity about that. Even as we would tie that to Alex Karp's company that had the PRISM program, Palantir, that had all these references to Tolkien's Palantir. And, of course, a Palantir, if you remember, was the crystal ball that the principals could communicate with each other. But as they were communicating with each other over these crystal balls, the Dark Lord couldn't see everything that they were doing. And not only that, but he could see into them in that story. And that's exactly what they do with their geospatial intelligence, with their activity-based intelligence, with their human domain analytics. And if you go back to that slide that you just had up there with the different circles, you will see that the very first company that got involved there was Microsoft, and the very last one that got involved was Apple, and they waited until after Steve Jobs was gone. Another one of the slides that they had there, they're celebrating the fact that they had turned, in spite of the fact that Steve Jobs had talked about 1984, there's a series of three slides. Didn't really get too much press here in the U.S., but it was released as part of the Snowden documents. And the German press, Der Spiegel, picked up on that. And so they were laughing about the fact that even though Steve Jobs introduced the Macintosh with a 1984 commercial, said, who would have thought in 1984 that this would become Big Brother? And they showed Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone and that the idiots would pay for it. They would line up and pay for it. They're talking about how they spied on you. The NSA mocking you for paying for your tracking device. Now, you think because you've got a judge there, this is another limited hangout. What happened with Joe Rogan and Ed Snowden was just another limited hangout. Oh, we're all fine now, right? Because we've had a couple of judges say that it's illegal 7 years after the fact, after he did it, 20 years after the fact, essentially. This is a long-running thing, folks, and if you're not safe with the Constitution, you're not going to be safe with a three-judge ruling either. They don't pay any attention to this. I'll say one more thing about Ed Snowden. You know, when he came out with his book, when he came out with Permanent Record, here it is right here, this book. Pick this up, guys. See all these tabs in here? All these tabs? I bought this the afternoon it came out. Stayed up all night and read it. Took notes. Did a full book report on it the next day because I thought it was important. And I'm absolutely convinced that this guy is a limited hangout. And if you read his book, you will know that he is a limited hangout. He spends the first third of the book talking about what a genius he is. And then he talks about how because of 9/11 and because he wanted to defend us from those dastardly criminals who took down three skyscrapers with two airplanes, he says he went to war. The greatest regret of my life, he said, is my reflexive, unquestioning support for that decision. I was outraged, yes, but that was only the beginning of a process in which my heart completely defeated my rational judgment. I accepted all the claims retailed by the media as facts. I repeated them as if I were being paid for it. I embraced the truth constructed for the good of the state, which in my passion I confused with the good of the country. And he says as it was as if whatever individual politics that I had developed, because he said he'd been anti-war. So he's trying to justify the fact that he joined the military. And then, of course, he gets into the CIA. He said the anti-institutional hacker ethos installed in me online and the apolitical patriotism I'd inherited from my parents both wiped from my system. I'd been rebooted as a willing vehicle of vengeance. The sharpest part of the humiliation comes from acknowledging how easy this transformation was. And how readily I welcomed it. He doesn't ever say that 9/11 was a false flag. Instead, what he's doing is virtue signaling to his leftist base, apologizing for having joined the military. Because further on in the book, he goes on to say, if you realize that the CIA has its own internet and its own web, it has its own kind of Facebook, which allows agents to interact socially, its own kind of Wikipedia. And he was happy that he had all this inside information. He said the first thing everyone looks up on the CIA's internal networks are aliens and 9/11. But see, of course, both of those are true, according to him. I don't know about the aliens, but 9/11 is. And he goes on to say, in case you're wondering, yes, man really did land on the moon. Climate change is real and chemtrails are not a thing. And he knows all this. Why? Because, you know, he's had the inside information. He knows that 9/11 is real. He shouldn't have joined the military. But he knows it's all real. He is limited hangout. And if you think that any of this stuff has changed, it hasn't changed. The NSA chief who oversaw all of this stuff has now joined the Amazon board as a director. That just happened a couple of days ago. You think this stuff is going to change? Google's geofence warrants are now locking people up because they're in a proximity to something. And of course, now they're saying, well, we're not going to do that for other crimes, but we'll do it for contact tracing to protect you from disease. This is how this is all being rolled out. We'll be right back.
The party was not going to go on forever. All the welfare, all the entertainment, all the decadence was only designed to get people domesticated, dumbed down, selfish, and most importantly, isolated. And now that most of the population is selfish, isolated, and very, very dumbed down and ignorant, the New World Order is making its move. And they are now going to weaponize the giant masses of foolish followers who believe if they just follow orders, they'll get another little piece of green, like when the chicken pecks at the lever. And then all that they're really going to get is the noose tightened around their foolish neck. Those of us that are aware and informed can laugh at the mass of slaves, but remember, they are a dangerous weapon pointed at our throats, and so we've got to save them to save ourselves. And to do that, we've got to expose the globalists. We've got to take it to them politically and absolutely annihilate them with the crimes that they've actually committed. Expose the enemy now. Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all of that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end. if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party's statements, and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells InfoWars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head. Might as well advertise it with InfoWars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back. In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio, every blue state, every blue city is announcing that they are establishing emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover for an authoritarian takeover because they know the world's waiting to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it. It couldn't have been scripted any better. That's because it was completely scripted, and we even know the names of the United Nations, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, and John Hopkins documents. We have the script, just like you'd have for a Hollywood movie. And it's designed to freeze civilization and have a post-Renaissance stagnation or new dark age and a total consolidation of all wealth and power in the hands of the kleptocratic post-humanist. The magnitude of this is unfathomable, but you can see all the checkboxes of tyranny are being marked carefully, every I dotted, every T crossed, a total societal vertical integration, takeover, medical tyranny, total surveillance. The big tech heads, on average, have had their wealth go up 35% in the last 8 months. And of course, Jeff Bezos has basically doubled his. Everyone is being forced onto their system, the post-human robot takeover. You're being made obsolete.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so how do we escape this constant surveillance? Actually, it's about to get much worse. Because as I said before, this was designed this way from the very beginning in the 1960s. And it was in the 1990s when bandwidth made it practical for them to do this stuff, that they began laying the traps, creating the alliances with tech companies. It's coincidental that, I guess, the time that they were running all this stuff and they were setting up venture capital firms, Incutel by the CIA, putting their people from the NSA and other agencies on the boards of other venture capital firms besides the CIA's own. And, cherry picking the people like Zuckerberg and so forth who are going to be running the internet for them as a shell corporation, front organization. At the same time that was happening, they just happened to start a antitrust move against Bill Gates. And then he reinvented himself as a philanthropist, and then he seemed to join sides with them. But as I pointed out before we went to break, we now have the guy who ran all this stuff now going over to Amazon. We have Bill Gates, of course, everywhere he's going, he's looking to set up a global ID. That's the central part of all of this stuff, isn't it? To be able to track you. And, of course, he's had his own people at the Gates Foundation wringing their hands and saying, well, what are we going to do? Because, you know, these new vaccines that we've come out with, these RNA-modifying vaccines, and they're going to have to be done twice at the beginning. You know, you get one shot, and then 30 days later, you get another shot. We got to be able to track to see if people got both their shots and where they get them, and they're going to be setting this up and doing these shots, and they're going to be getting shots from people that they don't know. How'd they know that? I'm not going to go into it today, but I've had some documents sent to me by a listener. I'm very concerned about their job, but they sent me copies of documents showing that they are constructing for the military buildings that are going to be, as they say, for phlebotomy and for vaccination. This is what is part of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, using the military, not just to deliver, but probably to inject vaccines on people. And you've got the Gates guy saying, well, we got a problem now, because how do we know if they really got it? Well, why do you need to know? Why does he need to know? Why is it any of Bill Gates' business? Why is it any of Donald Trump's business if I got a vaccine? It isn't. It isn't any of your business. But you're going to make it your business, aren't you? And what he's saying is, we've got to have a way to track these people. That's one of the reasons why Bill Gates has been coming up with his, you know, tattoo and vaccine all in one. That's why they've pushed this in India. Bill Gates has been at the center of the Aadhaar system, a 12-digit number. And you don't do anything now in India unless you've got that number, just like they've done in China. Chinese government, you know, they've got their track and trace system. And now, you know, combined with a social credit score, and now it's got to be done, you know, to save you from the COVID disease. That's the justification. And it's being done here, too. DHS, here in America, is proposing a massive expansion of biometric modality collection. And you've got Ed Snowden out there saying, look at this, we won. They said it's illegal to do this stuff. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You got Bill Gates out there with his surveillance, satellite surveillance. Earth Now, you know, a couple of years ago. Hey, I can see anybody almost anywhere on Earth. Satellite surveillance. We've got a network of 20,000 satellites been approved for Elon Musk to put up. Oh, of course, it's to do 5G. And if that was all it was going to do, that would still be worrying. Because just as we saw in the 1990s, as bandwidth took a big leap forward, 5G and the bandwidth of tyranny that comes with that allows them to do all kinds of things that they've not been able to do before. This kind of real-time tracking, this type of social credit score, this type of real-time biometric identification. This is what's really concerning. As Zero Hedge points out about Google's geofence warrants, they go back to a case that is now just rolling out. 2 years ago was the first time a man had been falsely accused and arrested based on a geofence warrant. And so what they can do with geofencing, and if you remember, at the very beginning of when they were still talking about the lockdown, and I said, look at this, you've got Drudge putting this out, saying that you've got this company called LocateX, and they have an app called Babel Street, or it was the other way around. I forget which one's the company, which one's the app. They're saying, yeah, we can do geofencing, and we can track people, do contact tracing with this. All of this stuff converges. Population control, depopulation with poison, and then tracking the people who remain. That's what the vaccine is about. That's what the 5G is about. Killing people and tracking the survivors. It's just that simple, folks. And this is how this is going to work. In 2018, for the first time, a man was falsely accused and arrested based on a controversial geofence warrant. You basically say to the tech companies, I want to know everybody that came into a particular geographical area. And you know that because you're tracking everybody all the time on their little devices. They all lined up and bought Big Brother. 23-year-old Jorge Molina, arrested and jailed for 6 days on suspicion of killing another man. A man, by the way, named Knight. Anyway, officers told him they knew 100%, without a doubt, quote-unquote, that his phone was at the scene of the crime, based on data from Google. And, of course, nobody would go anywhere without their phone, except his phone went somewhere without him. He wasn't there. He had simply lent an old phone to a man that the police later arrested. They told Jorge, we know 100% without a doubt your phone was at the shooting scene. He gasped and said, "What? This feels like a freaking nightmare." Yeah, it is a nightmare. And it is a nightmare that is coming for each and every one of us. He's now suing Google for $1.5 million. They don't need to have tracking. I mean, they'll use people to spy on each other, as the UK is doing. They're now saying it's COVID contraventions, and they're encouraging people to do that. And people are making the obvious connections to the East German Stasi. And when I talked to William Binney about it, he said he spent decades watching East Germany. And he said, what we have here, and he was global technical head for the NSA. He said, what we already have here, and now that was 5-6 years ago. What we already have here is far worse than anything the East Germans had because of the technology leverage and because of the bandwidth. And so we know exactly how this is going to be used. It's going to be used to track and trace us, to shut down anybody's speech. We've already had Google shut down. Scott Atlas, the one person in the Trump administration that would push back against these mandates by Fauci. And they shut it down. As one person said, well, whether or not you agree with him, you know, he does have some science that he can comment on. But whether or not you agree with him, Google should not be censoring him. Because this is a guy who is a White House advisor. We ought to be able to know what he is saying, whether you agree with it or not. But no, Google is going to tell you whether or not you can have that. As a matter of fact, they're trying. You've now got a Democrat representative, Lois Frankel, calling for big tech to censor Laura Loomer's campaign. Because why? That's her opponent. This is how this is going to roll out. Well, folks, I don't have time. I'll do this tomorrow about the 730 Max versus the Operation Warp Speed Vax. We'll talk about those two things tomorrow, the censorship and so forth. There's another interesting story, absolutely amazing. This just broke, Gateway Pundit. A Milwaukee Trump supporter who has a Trump train flag on his house. Obviously, that makes him a racist. And so the mob shows up and demonstrates for 2 hours. He calls the police. They don't show up. He comes outside with a gun, and now he's been arrested. Because obviously he's racist, because obviously he's a Trump supporter. This is the way this is rolling. They went specifically to his house to protest him for, quote, being a racist. So is this passive aggressive for them, or is it just aggressive? And do you have a right on your own property to hold a firearm to protect yourself against a mob? Well, evidently not in Milwaukee. Well, we got a lot to cover tomorrow that I didn't get to today, but that's the end of our broadcast. Folks, if you want to keep this broadcast going, I just see the Drudge Report there. They say Fox News is cutting back with layoffs. They have no hair and makeup now, people. I haven't ever had any hair or makeup, people, as you obviously can tell. but if you want to keep us on the air just to talk, maybe you just want to get the podcast and not actually look at me. But if you want to keep us on the air, the only way to do that is with products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got some great specials right now, up to 60% off, free shipping. Alexa Pure Breeze now is about half price. Free shipping on that. We have the 8-pack power stack, 60% off, free shipping. DNA Force Plus, 50% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, we got some great products to protect your health and to protect free speech at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for listening.